Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 1, verses 29 through 36. The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water. John testified, saying, 'I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him.' I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.' Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'"
Scripture has a variety of titles for Jesus: Messiah, Lord, Christ, Rabbi, Teacher. But the one that is probably least familiar to the modern world is the Lamb of God. Most of us have a limited understanding of the history and culture of the Jewish people, so we may not truly understand this designation. But the Israelites of that day understood its significance. Lambs were for sacrifice. God has always dealt with transgression through sacrifices. For example, when Adam and Eve sinned, an animal was slain to cover their nakedness and shame. Later, on the first Passover, each household covered the doorway with sacrificial blood. After that, a goat was slaughtered for the atonement of the entire nation. Then in John 1:29, we see the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Just as innocent animals had died in place of the guilty, so Christ gave his perfect life for sinful mankind. He assumed full responsibility for all our sins and took the punishment that we deserved. As he hung on the cross, the judgment and wrath of God was poured out on him instead of on us. Let's praise him and thank him for this gift.